Mexico's First Lady, Marta Sahagún, has become the subject of a tell-all biography soon to hit bookstores. Excerpts in magazines and newspapers have already caused a sensation on the street and outrage in the president's home. From Mexico City, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
The book, entitled La Jefa, or The Boss Woman, is based largely on unnamed sources. It alleges that the First Lady, popularly called Marta, once burned her enemy's photos with the help of a witch. It claims she struggles for President Vicente Fox's attention with one of his daughters from another marriage. Marta's own kids, it says, joyride in presidential planes to Houston and Las Vegas. Marta has launched a publicity crusade to defend her reputation. Yesterday, she appeared on Mexico's most popular morning TV talk show, hosted by a gruff, green-haired clown named Broso. Marta lashed out at her biographer, Argentine writer Olga Wornat.
Marta Sahagún, en el mañanero. ¡Órale! Se pasa la
vida hablando. Pero además, Broso, déjame decirte algo que creo que es muy importante.
Let me tell you something important, Broso, she said. In our family, there's no room for dishonesty or abuse of power. What that book says is a lie. I trust in my children. And if you'll allow me, Broso, let me say to my kids, children, I trust in you. Over a decade ago, Marta was Fox's personal secretary. He appointed her campaign manager for his 2000 presidential bid. She and Fox both divorced, married in 2001. Marta is admired by many, but despised by some for her ambition, for breaking with the traditional low-profile role of the Mexican First Lady. She runs a multi-million-dollar foundation for the poor, and though Catholic and a member of the conservative National Action Party, she's come out in favor of condoms and divorce.
A mí me mueven mis convicciones. Yo no hubiera podido seguir.
What motivates me are my convictions, she told Broso. I couldn't have moved ahead in the traditional role of the president's wife. I respect that, but it's not my style. Gossipy excerpts from The Boss Woman began appearing in magazines and papers this week, and they have apparently made hubby Vicente uneasy. In comments to newsstand owners, Fox defended freedom of expression in Mexico, but he drew a somewhat confused legal line in the sand.
Hoy en México se puede opinar, se puede decir.
Today in Mexico, one can offer opinions and speak with total liberty. One can even slander and commit libel as long as one doesn't break the law.
In fact, slander and libel are against the law in Mexico. The president's office has since issued a statement calling Marta's biography deceitful and tendentious. On the streets, publications carrying excerpts are selling faster than hammocks on a Oaxaca beach. One Mexico City newsstand owner named Isabel says business is brisk.
Yeah, sales are up, almost double. People want to see what the book is saying, but we already know. It's more of the same.
Pure politics, says Isabel, attending to clients. If political power is Marta's ultimate goal, she's not so badly positioned. One recent survey puts her popularity rate at 70%, well above that of her husband. Though Marta is certainly no Evita, on TV, Broso the Clown pressed her on her plans, then launched into a Mexican version of the song that helped make the late Argentine First Lady into a legend.
No llores por mí, mi Martita.
Under questioning by the clown as to whether she'd run for president in 2006, Marta was vague. The president and I both agree that we must continue fighting for the future of our political project, Marta said, smiling slyly. Let's just leave it at that. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.